I would like to thank you for the opportunity to participate once again in a budget debate in this honorable house. Madam Speaker, I would like to thank the Almighty that despite the many challenges that we faced during the year under review, and I'm referring to the year 2010, Madam Speaker, the many challenges that the Ministry of Agriculture, Land, Forestry and Fisheries, and by extension, the Government of St. Lucia, the many challenges the farmers faced during the year under review, Madam Speaker, I would like to give thanks to the Almighty that He gave me the health, the wisdom and the patience to overcome these many challenges and to be held today. Madam Speaker, the theme for this financial year, as was announced by the Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, is, and I quote, creating a safe and secure environment and rebuilding communities, right, transforming the economy, to a sustainable development. Madam Speaker, I'm sure that everyone in this Honorable House would agree, whilst I know those opposites would agree, not openly, but in silence, that this is what we need today. Would agree that this film depicts what is it that we need to do as a government. In the agricultural sector, Madam Speaker, we speak of securing environment. We speak of transforming the sector to attain sustainable development. Creating a safe and secure environment and rebuilding communities is even more important now than before. We need, Madam Speaker, we need to continue the recovery process and the level of success experienced in 2010. As a government, we did not need to use excuses, Madam Speaker. We did not use excuses. We provide assistance to many sectors despite the challenges. I'm sure you're quite aware in this Honorable House, Madam Speaker, that we provide subsidy to all the basic food stuff that we consume, namely flour, sugar, rice. And the amount based on information is over $16 million for 2010. We are providing subsidy, Madam Speaker, to those persons who are utilizing the 20-ton cylinder of gas to the tune of $10 per cylinder. We are providing subsidy, Madam Speaker, to those persons who are using kerosene. We provide subsidies, Madam Speaker, to the children who are going to school. I mean, in fact, my colleague from Nikosov spoke about it. We provide subsidies, Madam Speaker, and support to the many students going to Toyota. Of course, Madam Speaker, as a government, we are giving a lot of support to farmers in the agricultural sector. Madam Speaker, despite all these challenges and all the support that we have given, despite the devastating hurricane in the last quarter and flooding in certain parts of St. Lucia, despite, Madam Speaker, the continued global crisis that we are faced with, despite all these negatives, Madam Speaker, what did we realize in the year 2010? We realized a growth rate of 4.4%. That's what we realized, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, we were able to achieve this growth rate to GDP of 4.4% through prudent financial management, Madam Speaker, and proper leadership provided by our Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. That's how we were able to achieve this growth, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, we've not achieved it through Kenyonomics. And where's the member for our library who spoke about Kenyonomics? Not Kenyonomics, Madam Speaker. It's prudent financial management and good leadership. That's what we have on this side. So, Madam Speaker, this year we need to build on the successes that we experienced last year. And that is why, Madam Speaker, I want to publicly announce that I, as a member of this Parliament, I want to announce my support for the program and the policies as was announced by our leader, the Honorable Prime Minister, for the year 2011-2012. Madam Speaker, with regard to the agricultural sector, we have listened to those on the other side. I have listened to my good friend and all those who have spoken with regard to agriculture. And we all have would agree, Madam Speaker. We all have would agree that we have heard nothing new. And I'm sure we all have would agree, Madam Speaker, for the past 4 years, we have heard no tangible recommendation coming from those on the other side when it comes to the agricultural sector. I'm sure, Madam Speaker, I'm sure, the leader of the opposition, I'm sure, Madam Speaker, the member from the Fort South would be very disappointed if he shadow minister of agriculture. I'm sure, because he has no recommendation, no recommendation. I'm sure, Madam Speaker, that the member from Nipu South, who yesterday said he molded this individual, but what aspect of the molding did not take on board was to come up with solutions after you are able to identify the problem. Yes, I didn't take us on board. All we heard was problems upon problems, which of course we all know. We all know in this honorable house of the challenges with regard to agriculture. We all know them. We have spoken about them. So don't come here and repeat yourself about the problems with regard to agriculture. Madam Speaker, what I want to hear, what are your recommendations? When I yesterday asked him for recommendations, he said no recommendations. Now speak to that no way. Madam Speaker, as a government, we have had many challenges for the past 4 years. There are challenges with regards to hurricanes, drought, high cost of inputs, and the list can go on and on. Madam Speaker. And as a government, Madam Speaker, we plan and we strategize how we are going to overcome these many challenges. Madam Speaker, I heard the Committee House and spoke about our support to the farmers, our support to the fishermen. But they did not remember, Madam Speaker, in 2000, when we experienced Hurricane Island, what did they give to the farmers? What did they give to the fishermen? What they give to the fishermen and the farmers? Nothing, Madam Speaker. Nothing. Nothing. But Madam Speaker, we have come to this honorable house on more than one occasion. Madam Speaker, and informed this honorable house that the type of support that you're putting together for our farmers. In fact, I must credit the member for the Fort North, Madam Speaker. I must credit him. because he had the foresight to appreciate and understand and he was able to come to this house and openly admit, Madam Speaker, and openly acknowledge the competence of this Minister of Agriculture. Check on tape last year. So, Madam Speaker, he has admitted that as a minister and as a government, we are doing all we can to support the agriculture sector. Madam Speaker, in 2007, after the passage of Hurricane Dean, what did we do? We provided support to our farmers, Madam Speaker, and our fishermen. Direct support, Madam Speaker, to the farmers and fishermen to the tune of $16.9 million. In 2007, Madam Speaker, I can repeat, Kogu Vedma, Lenin ACS PNSA, Hurricane Dean. Kogu Vedma, who by direct support to farmers, to Lahaka Mute for $16.9 million in 2007. We also provided support, Madam Speaker, we advanced finance to Winthrop to make payments to those farmers who so qualified under the Winthrop insurance scheme. Of course, one will recall, Madam Speaker, that the assessment at that time that was done by UN ECHA with the support of ITER revealed that the banana industry suffered 70% damage after the hurricane. Crops suffered 10% loss, livestock 7%, infrastructure 6.5%, and the fisheries and forestry subsectors 3 to 4%. Again, Madam Speaker, in 2008, whilst we were projecting higher production for 2009, but in 2008 we saw a recovery of our programs and our support to the agricultural sector. And we saw it in the South, it was reported in the South that we recovered. So, based on that, these are our programs and our success stories, Madam Speaker, and our policies, what we were expecting for 2009 to see even greater success. But unfortunately, Madam Speaker, the drought in the latter part of 2009 and the hurricane did impact negatively on the agricultural sector. Here we are again, Madam Speaker, speaking to the situation of climate change. You all know what transpired last year, October, with Hurricane Tuma. The agricultural sector, based on an assessment done by, again, UN ECHA, reported that the agricultural sector suffered $1.151 million direct and indirect damage. As a government, we need to move on. Because the whole aspect of climate change is a reality, Madam Speaker. It's a reality. So what did we do? We engaged the major stakeholders and we discussed what is it that we can do, what are our policies, what are our programs that we can put in place to assist our farmers and our fishermen. We put a package totaling $25.5 million easy, Madam Speaker, and we propose what we call a short, medium, and long-term program with regards to support to our farmers and our fishermen. Madam Speaker, I'm happy to report that regardless and despite limited resources, we were able to accomplish our medium and short-term goals. We were able to accomplish our short-term goals and our medium goals, and now we are working on our what we call long-term goals in the context of agriculture. And Madam Speaker, the whole objective, of course, is to give support to our farmers to assist them to come back to a level of normalcy. And I want to repeat, assist. And what have we accomplished, Madam Speaker? We have accomplished, Madam Speaker, to provide input to our banana and plantain farmers to the tune of $2.598 million. We have given support to our plantain and our banana farmers with regards to chopping and clearing the field to the amount of $1.619 million. And of course, we have given some support to our farmers with regards to the silting. And in fact, the challenge that we have, Madam Speaker, is that some of the major waterways are still blocked and relying on the Ministry of Communication to do the necessary so that we can go in there and give the support to our farmers for them to be able to drain their fields. With regards to vegetable farmers, Madam Speaker, in collaboration with the government and people of Taiwan, we received $485,000, Madam Speaker. It's been going around saying that we received $5 million. I don't know where that information came from. But as a ministry, with regards to support to our vegetable farmers, we received $485,000, Madam Speaker. And that support went to farmers to enable them to produce short-term crops so at least they can generate income as quickly as possible. We also provided support, Madam Speaker, to the many greenhouse farmers who experienced damage during the passage of that hurricane. And in fact, when we put the program together, we were looking at $97,000, but the reality is that the amount went up to $133,249, Madam Speaker. So the Ministry of Agriculture had to meet that shortfall. So in total, Madam Speaker, we gave support to our vegetable farmers to the amount of $604,000. Wrong figures, Madam Speaker. If you have to farmers, again, some support was given to farmers who needed that support, Madam Speaker, and we spent over $1.190 million to assist in the restoration of a number of farmers. We have not done all, Madam Speaker, and I'm sure we will continue to do this because some allocation was made in this year's estimate to support us to continue to undertake that program. Madam Speaker, I spoke of the whole aspect of clearing drains and clogging culverts. And that cost us, Madam Speaker, $603,261. Of course, Madam Speaker, we had experienced damage to some of our major facilities. For example, the Nian Agricultural Station, Boseju, Roseau, and Kalisa. And we had to engage in some repairs, which cost $312,239, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, we also give support to our fish farmers, farmers who are involved in aquaculture, Madam Speaker, and we've rehabilitated a number of ponds, which cost $108,500. So, livestock farmers, Madam Speaker, we have allocated $75,000 to provide support to them. And of course, Madam Speaker, we have what I describe as a challenge. I call that challenge, Madam Speaker, because from the time I have been in this ministry, the Ministry of Agriculture, Land, Forestry and Fisheries, I have been requested, Madam Speaker, to do some desilting of the Fuzel Fisheries Complex, the pond. And that is a problem, Madam Speaker. I'm not blaming you on the other side with regards to the way the pond was constructed. But the problem is, Madam Speaker, we have a problem down there. And I'm sure the member for Fuzel Valdebus will speak to it because it's a challenge that he has. But in spite of, Madam Speaker, after commerce, we allocated $30,000 for this city platform, and I'm hoping that we can come with some long-term solution with regards to this two things, Madam Speaker, because it's a problem. I have provided resources to receive that point around 2 to 3 times since I am the Minister for Agriculture. It's fortunate, man. So the short-term solution with regards to each time it's closed for the world, still this is not a solution, but I think we need to continue. We need to sit down, get the expertise on board and see how we can get a more medium to long-term solution to that problem, Madam Speaker. So, Madam Speaker, these are some of the short, medium-term solutions and support that we have given to our farmers. I'm sure you all have realized that some allocation was made with regards to the long-term solution. In the long term, Madam Speaker, we shall give support to our livestock farmers. We shall give support, Madam Speaker, to our fisherfolk. And of course, we shall continue to assist our farmers with regards to improvement to the farm roads. In fact, we estimate, Madam Speaker, that improvement to farm roads will cost approximately $8.5 million. I must say that I realize an allocation of $2 million, we shall work with it, and I'm hoping that at least we can accomplish as much as possible, and as time goes by, the Minister of Finance will make available additional resources so at least we can see some improvement to our families. There is a technical cooperation program, Madam Speaker, with the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, providing support to our farmers. And that cooperation, Madam Speaker, we are targeting 2 areas. One, the livestock area, where we shall give support to farmers with regards to breeding stock. We shall see the importation of new bloodlines for small ruminants. We shall see the introduction or reintroduction of artificial insemination. We shall see the improvement of our forage bank. And of course, Madam Speaker, we shall train our farmers. We shall train our farmers with regards to the gaps that are required to assure ourselves that we produce wholesome products. With regards to crops, Madam Speaker, that program will give support to farmers with regards to seeds and inputs for vegetable production, and of course, the Honourable Vice President spoke about the question of strengthening the capacity of stakeholders in disaster risk management. That will be a program to be funded by the FAO, Madam Speaker, during the year 2011-2012, Madam Speaker. But Madam Speaker, before I move away from the role aspect of post-traumatic and the support that we have given to our farmers and our fishermen and what we intend to continue to give during this financial year. Let me take this opportunity, Madam Speaker, to express my appreciation on behalf of this government to the many organizations, Madam Speaker, who supported us during that period. ICRA, Madam Speaker, UN ECRA, the government of Taiwan, Winfresh FAO, CFL, Madam Speaker, CFL supporters, with the support to farmers that they are certified. Then we can come, Madam Speaker, I want to speak on record this Honorable House, our appreciation to American company for the program that they initiated to give support to our farmers, the government of Israel, Madam Speaker, and all other governments that give support to us during the time of the conflict. Madam Speaker, I'm sure you would agree that some concerns were expressed there with regards to food shortages after the passage of the hurricane. But I'm sure you would agree, Madam Speaker, we never experienced any food shortage in Turkey. Of course, the aspect of banana and planting was short supply. You understand that. But what we realize, Madam Speaker, is for certain crops, especially short-term crops, our farmers experienced glut because they came back into production as quickly as possible. And that was one of my concerns, Madam Speaker, is that, you know, farmers getting back into production, not having a proper production scheduling program and experiencing glut, which of course affect the nutrition. We also saw improvements with regards to a number of livestock products. So, Madam Speaker, despite all the challenges that we are faced with, we still realize that we're able to feed ourselves. And what does that demonstrate, Madam Speaker? What does that demonstrate? That demonstrates, Madam Speaker, that the farmers of our beautiful country are resilient. It also demonstrates, Madam Speaker, they have confidence in this government. It demonstrates, Madam Speaker, that agriculture plays a role in reducing poverty and crime and enhancing security of our country. And it demonstrates the need for agriculture, Madam Speaker, to reduce the rural urban growth. That was the demonstration. But, Madam Speaker, despite the challenges that we faced in 2010, Madam Speaker, we still realize a positive growth with regards to the agricultural sector, a growth of 3.5%. We still realize, Madam Speaker, despite the challenges that we faced in 2010, that the livestock sector expanded by 6.2%. So, Madam Speaker, we are doing something good. As a government, we are doing something good. So, Madam Speaker, let me spend some time on the other projects that as a ministry, as a government, that we were able to implement during the year under review. Madam Speaker, you all know that as a ministry, we have implemented a number of programs on track last year. I spoke out to the programs that we intend to implement, the programs that we wanted to undertake, and I remember for the Fort North alluded to some of them, Madam Speaker, when he made his contributions yesterday. Madam Speaker, with regards to the fisheries subsector, before I speak to the accomplishments, Madam Speaker, with regards to the fisheries subsector, please permit me, Madam Speaker, on behalf of government and people of St. Lucia, our fisher folk, and the Department of Fisheries, through you in this honorable house, Madam Speaker, to express our deepest sympathy to the government and people of Ghana. You are all aware, Madam Speaker, of the tremendous support that we have received from that country in the development of our fishery sector. Madam Speaker, I would like to inform this Honorable House that the other International Whaling Commission member states and CARICOM has agreed for St. Lucia to host and discuss some ways and means that we as a region can extend a helping hand to Jacob. We have obliged Madam Speaker, we have agreed to accommodate that meeting is scheduled for the ending of May. But moving on, Madam Speaker, as a ministry, we have realized a number of successes with regards to the fishing subsector. We just recently participated, Madam Speaker, in the official opening of our aquaculture facility at Union, a facility that was funded again through financial contributions coming from the government and people of Taiwan. And a facility, Madam Speaker, that will provide to our aquaculture farmers all of the baby fish and shrimp that they would need to enable them, Madam Speaker, to be engaged in what we call a sustainable production pattern with regards to aquaculture fish and shrimp. Madam Speaker, the Department of Fisheries undertook a training program for a number of young fishermen, potential fishermen, and that program took place in three locations. Castries, Sufre, and Beaufort, Madam Speaker. A number of young persons were trained with regard to the technology regarding fishing. We also, Madam Speaker, undertook training for a number of persons who were involved in the value-added aspect of utilizing fish as a bait, and that program was funded through CEQA. And I want to express my appreciation to CEQA for funding that project. CEQA, Madam Speaker, also funded a visit to Martinique and Guadeloupe, where a number of persons were exposed to the technology of aquaculture, they were exposed to the technology of value added, they were exposed to the technology of butchering, and my member from we spoke about the whole aspect of butchering, and that is important, Madam Speaker. Butchering is important because we're now targeting the high value market chain, and we have to do things correctly. So, Madam Speaker, we were able to expose a number of solutions in Martinique and Guadeloupe to these technologies, and I think, again, I want to compliment CEQA for the support. In addition to this, Madam Speaker, we were exposed to the cage culture technology, what we call the marine culture technology, and that's where, Madam Speaker, you put your cage in the sea and you have the fish growing in the cage. You don't go and look for the fish, you have it growing in the cage. So you have in what we call aquaculture, Madam Speaker, you have it on land, but cage culture is where you have it in the sea. Now, Madam Speaker, that's one technology that I want to introduce in conclusion. I must say that I was happy for us to visit Martinique and Guadeloupe and to see the low cost implementation of that technology in Martinique and Guadeloupe. And we are hoping to at least have two demonstration sites really financial year, at least to learn from the experiences how we can introduce the fish culture in St. Lucia and to expose our young potential fishermen to regard to this. Madam Speaker, before moving away from the fishing subsector, questions were asked with regards to payment of fishermen. Now, Madam Speaker, let me say as a government, we are not happy with the delay with regards to the payment of our fishermen. We are not happy. And we have done all in our powers, Madam Speaker, and each and every time we approach the Minister of Finance, he's willing to give support with regards to advance warrants, Madam Speaker, to the the mission of Fish Market Corporation. But my speaker, I must inform this Honorable House that as a government, my speaker, we have inherited problems for the Fish Market Corporation. We inherited, Madam Speaker, an overdraft of $3 million, and there's no stock for it. There's no stock for that $3 million overdraft, Madam Speaker. What is stock going to? I don't know. What is stock going to? No fish, no lobster, no shrimp, nothing. $3 million in overdraft, Madam Speaker. No, that's what we inherited, Madam Speaker. So I want those on the other side to ask the leader, and I know he will come here, Madam Speaker, speaking about his fishermen in Beaufort. I know he will come and speak about that, and Ali, let's see him. Let them go there. I go in there. Let them go there. I'm going there. Because we have a problem at the Fish Market Corporation, Madam Speaker. You know? We have a problem, Madam Speaker, because the high overdraft of $3 million it's crippling the finances of this institution, Madam Speaker. So I want the member for Castries is to ask his leaders where the stock went to, where the shrimp went to, where the lobster went to, where the red snapper went to. It's under his watch. That's what we inherited, Madam Speaker. But as a government, you don't do brains yet. I just come in, I just started here. But Madam Speaker, that's a problem you have inherited. Madam Speaker, what we are planning to do, Madam Speaker, is to see how we can come up with a bill to write off that $3 million overdraft that is the Fish Market Corporation has, Madam Speaker, and they cannot do. There's no way they can recover it. In addition to this bill, Madam Speaker, I think the question of value added is about to utilizing fish and doing other products. That's important. And as a complex and as a government and as a ministry, Madam Speaker, I think it's important that we provide them with other support that they can get involved in value added. So, Madam Speaker, if we can write off this $3 million that they cannot recover within the stock that they have there right now, Madam Speaker, because it's all the stock, they don't know what they're going to. And we can encourage them to get involved in value-added products, Madam Speaker, and we can get the complex HACCP certified. I have no doubt, Madam Speaker, that we can see a turnover with regards to this facility. Madam Speaker, with regards to the new marketing infrastructure, Madam Speaker, with regards to the new marketing infrastructure, I remember reporting, Madam Speaker, last year that we have, through the cabinet, been donated land in Kalisak for the construction of this new marketing facility, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I want to report that we have put in place a new management structure for the Central Marketing Board. And I'll call you for him again, but it's not to be done duty free to bring him further. He dies in the bullet gun. He didn't work to be hurt. And that's what he calls proper management, not spending money. Madam Speaker, we have made progress in the following areas with regards to the new marketing infrastructure. We have retrofitted a certain section of the IRGC in Ulster, Madam Speaker, and that section would accommodate our farmers where they can go and purchase and sell, those who want to purchase, purchase, and those who want to sell, sell their products. The environment, Madam Speaker, that's conducive. We want to move away, Madam Speaker, from where we have farmers packing in the wrong about in taxes, and now to carry a dash in their head, a sack of dash in their head, to the market. That's what encouraging, Madam Speaker. So you put infrastructure in place to provide an environment to them, Madam Speaker, where it will encourage them to sell to the commercial marketing board. Also, Madam Speaker, what we are doing, because we all know about the new standards with regards to agriculture, the Brewer standard, Madam Speaker, is now developing standards for agriculture and agricultural products. And what we are doing, Madam Speaker, we have been proactive. At our facility, Madam Speaker, we will start with eggs. We have spoken to a number of small egg producers, Madam Speaker, because part of the problem that we are facing with our small egg producers, Madam Speaker, is that sometimes we have oversupply, sometimes we have undersupply. But that does not mean, Madam Speaker, that the market is flooded. What it means is that the supplier, the people they're supplying to, cannot purchase all the eggs from that individual. So we believe there's need for a central facility where all our small egg producers, Madam Speaker, can bring the eggs there, and we have agreed with the Central Marketing Board, because I've spoken with them and they have agreed to come on board with regards to this new approach, where the Central Marketing Board now would purchase the eggs from our small producers, and we're starting small producers, Madam Speaker, the small producers group, and provide storage, provide grading, provide the handling of the eggs. So our egg producers will not have the problem of oversupply or undersupply. So that is what we are doing, Madam Speaker. And we have the machine on its way, the freezers on its way, and the facility has already been constructed for us to start the operation, members of council. So, Madam Speaker, we have started with regards to this. The other aspect with regards to the solution marketing board, Madam Speaker, is the office space. Because we are going to relocate the solution marketing board to Hotza, and I'm quite aware that the Catholic City Council are very much interested in the property which now houses the solution marketing board. I'm sure we can continue discussions with the Catholic City Council as to how we can utilize that property. So, the Central Marketing Board is going down to Austria, and I hope you're going to welcome the Central Marketing Board Minister for Catholic South Office when they relocate to Austria. In addition to the Central Marketing Board, Madam Speaker, we are making provisions for Winfresh to be housed in that same building. So you're going to have Winfresh and the Solution Marketing Board occupying a building in Austria where they can provide the necessary services to our farmers. Madam Speaker, we have made gains in other areas. I want to report, Madam Speaker, that in addition to what I've spoken about, we have seen the completion of the refurbishment of the Fuasco boxing plant, also the Asia Inland Buying Depot. And at these facilities, Madam Speaker, These facilities will provide support to our St. Lucia Marketing Board, where they will be purchasing on behalf of the St. Lucia Marketing Board from our farmers in the respective location where these facilities are located. In addition to providing that service to the St. Lucia Marketing Board, Madam Speaker, we shall see individuals getting involved in value added. And of course, we have the support of ICA from two groups, Madam Speaker, one in the north and one in Nipu, what we call the rural women group, where they have been trained, they have gotten equipment, and they shall be involved in agro processing of a number of our local products, Madam Speaker. They are giving them a home in Poasa, and we're giving them a home in Asia. In addition to this, Madam Speaker, we are going to get involved in the production of a number of value-added products as ministry, and these products are targeting both the domestic and the export market. Madam Speaker, the objective there is to increase our production of what we grow locally, is to increase the income of our farmers, and to reduce some wastage. So if we're going to value added, Madam Speaker, you have longer shelf life, you are able to generate more revenue based on the product that you're involved with. And of course, you increase the consumption and availability of a number of our products, and you strengthen the link between agriculture and tourism, a link that we have been speaking of for a very long time. Madam Speaker, we are going to get involved in the vacuum pack of a number of rootcrops. And we are starting with the dashing, we are starting with the planting, green bananas, and the vacuum pack. We shall be pulping a number of our local fruits, and we have had discussions with Winfresh, who has indicated interest in wanting to purchase that product from us. And again, Madam Speaker, also, we shall be making paper from the pseudo-stem of bananas. The pseudo-stem is the soft part of the bananas, Madam Speaker. We shall be making paper. So, Madam Speaker, these are some of the activities that we shall be engaging in with regards to the new marketing infrastructure that we are putting in place, and of course the involvement of our rural women and our farmers. With regards to the meat processing facility, Madam Speaker, MPS, I want to report, Madam Speaker, that to date we have seen the foundation 100% complete. We have seen the construction of two water tanks 100% complete. We have seen the waste water treatment plant 100% complete. We have seen the plumbing 45% complete. All we missing now, Madam Speaker, is the structure. And I want to report, Madam Speaker, that all the civil frame is on site. And we have started the erection of civil frame. But it's very strange that, my member from Newport North never mentioned anything about the MPS. But I'm informed, Madam Speaker, you have a number of his constituents working there. So that's very good. So you not mention anything about it. Well, that's very good.
Honourable Member, you have 10 more minutes to complete your presentation. Honourable Member from Nipu Town.
Madam Speaker, I would like to invoke the standing order for the speaker. to allow the Minister of Agriculture another 60 minutes to complete his presentation.
Honourable Members, the question is that Standing Order 32-10 be invoked in order to allow the Honourable Member for Babono an additional 60 minutes to complete his presentation. I now put the question. As many as are of that opinion, say aye. As many as are of the contrary opinion, say no. I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Honourable Member for Babono, you have an additional 60 minutes to complete your presentation.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. And I want to express my appreciation to the members of this Honourable House who have given me this opportunity to continue. Madam Speaker, I made that point, Madam Speaker, as regards to the MPS. To show, Madam Speaker, we are not victimizing individuals. To show that we all have sent solutions, Madam Speaker, and we should all be given opportunities to live in our country. That's the point. It's not for the other side. Madam Speaker, in the coming weeks, what we are going to do is to advertise to our persons who are interested in working at the MPF and apply, so we can go through the process of the selection process. And we can start electing persons to train them, Madam Speaker, so that this MPF is looking for this government to be MPF. Madam Speaker, the equipment, which will cost $4 million, will be funded by the government of Taiwan. And I'm sure we all here, you're quite aware that the government and people of Taiwan contributed $12 million to this project. $8 million for the construction of the facility, $4 million for the equipment. The balance made available to the Ministry of Finance, of course, the Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. Madam Speaker, I must admit that I'm not satisfied with the development with regard to the dairy farm. I'm not satisfied. Of course, one has to understand and appreciate we have other challenges we have to take care of. But I would say, Madam Speaker, with regard to the development of both issues as the Center for Livestock Development, we shall continue to discuss the plan with regard to making this a reality. We need to re-establish the dairy farm at both issues. Last year, I spoke about it as to the benefits with regard to re-establishing this dairy farm. I'm happy to report, Madam Speaker, that we have put a new management in place for the Botejo Agricultural Station. And that was a vexing matter, Madam Speaker, a vexing matter for our leader, our minister, Honorable Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. And I want to report that we have put in a new management structure in place. And that new management, Madam Speaker, have been given the responsibility to re-evaluate the selling price of village crops to our farmers. I want to say, Madam Speaker, it's too right. So they have been given that responsibility to re-evaluate the selling price of village crops, especially pigs, to bona fide farmers, pig farmers. And to examine the pros and cons, Madam Speaker, with regards to selling F1 balls to our pig farmers. Madam Speaker, you know the amount of and one would appreciate, Madam Speaker, the amount of time and energy that I put into this, discussing this type of changes, Madam Speaker. But those that were there do not understand, and they would appreciate. So in the coming weeks, Madam Speaker, I'm sure I would, and my ministry would be able to make some announcements as to a reduction in price for breeding stock, and of course, the availability of Ethron board for our farm. So I'm happy that we're able to put the new management in place. Madam Speaker, the new management will also explore the possibility of bringing down new bloodlines for a small ruminant, namely sheep and wool. And we have been given that responsibility, and I'm sure we will fulfill it. In regards to other projects, Madam Speaker, for your last minute, last time, Madam Speaker, I reported that the Prairie Last Minute program was expanding, and it was the expansion to the north of St. Lucia and the expansion to the south as far as Niku. Madam Speaker, I want to report that provisions have been made, Madam Speaker, to make this project an island-wide project. Madam Speaker, we need to continue to provide support to our farmers. As part of the many challenges that our farmers are facing, Madam Speaker, the aspect of, and I want to describe it as, illegal harvesting of the final product is not something we need to encourage. As a country, Madam Speaker, I can send this honorable house and boast of the successes of this project. And in fact, Madam Speaker, there are other CARICOM states learning from our experience with solution if it has to figure out. So I want to compliment the staff of the Studio Lafayette unit under the leadership of Mr. Francis Blanchard and all those involved, Madam Speaker, with regards to making this project a success. The police, the firemen, the fishermen, the middle poor market, all those involved, Madam Speaker, in making this a success. Madam Speaker, with regards to this bananas perspective, Madam Speaker, we as a ministry, we are pushing a diversification program. A diversification program, Madam Speaker, both within the banana subsector, and by this I mean adding value to our bananas. And that's what we are hoping that the agro-processing centers in Asia and Toronto would be able to accomplish and give support to those persons who have started it. And of course, we need to identify products that you're able to, products that you're able to compete after they are produced. I said, Madam Speaker, whilst we approach, we are advocating and we are pushing for diversification within the banana industry and outside of the banana industry, and I mean by identifying other crops and enterprises, I will continue to say, Madam Speaker, that the banana industry is critical to the development of the agricultural sector. And I must say, Madam Speaker, that as a government and as a ministry, we are going to do all within our powers to give support to this industry. Because we think it's important. And we think we need to make changes, Madam Speaker, that will enable us to continue to survive on the open market. Madam Speaker, I must say that as a ministry, we have received a proposal with regards to the type of changes that some farmers and groups believe are important if we are to continue to survive. And let me say, Madam Speaker, that while we are in agreement with some of the recommendations, we are ultimately going to support. I would not advise my Minister of Finance, Madam Speaker, to put resources into an industry that will create segregation of our farmers. I would not encourage my Minister of Finance, Madam Speaker, to put resources into an industry where our small farmers are going to suffer. So whilst I agree with some of the recommendations that have been put forward by the National Fair Trade Organization, Madam Speaker, with the support of Winfresh, I think it's important for us as stakeholders and our ministry to continue to discuss these proposals and to come up with recommendations that will embrace everyone and not a selected few. So I'm open to discussions and I'll continue to discuss with these organizations, Madam Speaker, as for the way forward with regards to the banana industry. With regards to the banana industry, Madam Speaker, you have heard and others have heard that our intention as a government to purchase some of the assets of the now the SLDC that is in receivership. And of course, Madam Speaker, we are referring to the shares in Winfresh and the Ramsey land. Madam Speaker, we shall be putting these assets in a holding company where our farmers can benefit. Yes, Madam Speaker, if you allow these assets to go on the open market, our farmers are going to lose us. So, Madam Speaker, call gouvernement. Nous avons décidé pour acheter assets Winfresh, SLDC, chez SLDC à Winfresh. Nous avons décidé pour acheter cette terre en SLDC ni en Azalia, parce que nous avons cher mon Azalia de nuit. Qui a laissé ça, et puis si nous pas acheter, un monde pouvait acheter, il y a eu 6 fois ça en Zali. Si nous pas acheter. So, as a government, we are moving forward to see how we can get the resources to purchase this asset, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, Madam Speaker, I want to say that if our friends on the other side have the foresight and the wisdom that, and the management skill that we have now, they would not purchase or pay off the debt of SLDGA and put this asset into SLDC. What they should have done, Madam Speaker, is to put it in a holding company. If that accomplish this, Madam Speaker, we will not now have to be looking for resources to purchase this same share. Madam Speaker, they spent over $48 million paying off the shares of SLBC. The debt of SLBC. SLBGA, sorry, thank you. Right? $48 million. And they gave SLBC all the assets, and look now, we're back to square one. No foresight, no management skill. They want to come back again. They want to bring back a new labor. A new labor, Madam Speaker. What new labor is talking about? New labor with the same health and the same set of individuals? Old friends with old ideas, that's what's going to come back there. Old friends with old ideas, only 200 out of there. Old friends with old ideas, no new ideas, Madam Speaker. New labor. What new labor is talking about? New labor has. You have to change your head and you have to change all those who never had the foresight to understand and appreciate, Madam Speaker, appreciate the benefit in doing things correctly. So $48 million to pay off the SLDGA debt. We now have to look for additional resources to purchase the same shares, Madam Speaker, that we paid for when we made that transformation from SLBG to SLB. We're talking about new labor. Let the government swallow, Madam Speaker, pay off debt SLBGA. $48 million to pay off the class. You better shoot at the class on SLBC. Shoot at the class SLBC. I come into your farmers, I come to your house. No? Loud control, Madam Speaker. Rotten Chopper, Madam Speaker. Alright? Rotten Chopper. Me a 12 man, même SLBC, ça a plus de choix, Madam Speaker. Nous, nous pouvons acheter là, hein? Parce que si nous pas faire, Madam Speaker, si nous pas acheter là, hein, pour acheter, c'est acheter ça, ça me fait très, je vais très. Form management. Form management. On va parler de nous. Form management, Madam Speaker. Comment est-ce que vous avez 68 millions, vous avez 50 millions, vous avez 100 millions de dollars, vous avez un pays pour vous. Comment est-ce que vous avez un new labor? What new labor are you talking about? Anyway, the people of Saint-Louis are not stupid, Madam Speaker. The people of Saint-Louis are not stupid, Madam Speaker. Sit quiet. You can distract me, member of Castries. You can distract me. I leave you for peace. But, Madam Speaker, we are moving on. We are moving on, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, another area that I think is important. Another area I think is important, Madam Speaker, is because of insurance. Insurance, Madam Speaker. Because you cannot continue each time that the question of time to change the reality, Madam Speaker. That's a reality. And you cannot continue each time that our farmers are faced with someone foreseen with regards to climate change that government has to provide a hand for support. We need, Madam Speaker, as quickly as possible to come up with some proposal, Madam Speaker, that would enable our farmers to have some safety net with regards to insurance. I want to report, Madam Speaker, that we have started engaging the WinCrop with regards to this. And I'm hoping that we can come up with a formula. I'm hoping that we can come up with a policy that will enable our farmers, not just banana farmers alone, and we can talk about agriculture, insurance and agriculture sector, where we are able to provide that safety net for our families. In fact, Madam Speaker, the cost is cheaper, Madam Speaker, because if we look at what we have provided to our families over the past 4 years with regards to support after disaster, it worked more than $45 million. Hurricane Dean, Hurricane Thomas, Madam Speaker. 6.9 But then, we are requesting $25.5 million for Hurricane Thomas, over $45 million. Based on discussions with the personnel from WinCrop, if you can provide some about $4 million a year to give coverage to our farmers, it will go a long way and give them that safety net. Of course, the reliance on government would not be there. Of course, it will summon as the need will provide. Madam Speaker, with regards to forestry, I'm sure we all here would agree as to the importance of spread cover for soil, water, biodiversity, and wildlife protection. This cannot be underestimated, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, the recent drought at least sends a signal for the need proper forestry policy. And I think, Madam Speaker, there's need for us as a government to look for the resources to purchase additional land to extend our forest in good. Madam Speaker, the department has undertook a number of programs that have impacted positively on the livelihoods of our rural communities. We have seen the Mobi and Latin Aid program expanded. In fact, the end of the region, Madam Speaker, we saw some 7,000 plants distributed among 24 farmers island-wide. We have seen research, Madam Speaker, on the sustainable harvesting of data, and that will continue, Madam Speaker. We have seen the development of methods to eradicate a number of alien invasive species into our country. Of course, we need to keep our integrity with regards to our natural environment and biological diversity. The department, Madam Speaker, has done a number of programs with regards to the rehabilitation of our forest trails, especially after Hurricane Thomas. And I'm sure you remember our member from Hansberry Seminary speaking highly of the trail in his constituency, Madam Speaker. The only area of concern, I would not want to walk into a trail and see a failure. I would not want to see a failure. But he invited us to come and sit in Millet, Madam Speaker. So, a lot of work has been undertaken with regards to the Forestry Department, and shall continue, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, there's a project that we are initiating this year, this financial year, where we believe would provide continuity with regards to the agricultural sector. Because we all know, Madam Speaker, the average age of our farmers range between 50 to 55. So, Madam Speaker, this year we are implementing a youth in agricultural project, and that has been spoken about. And that project is part of our core strategy with regards to encouraging young persons in coming to the agricultural sector. Madam Speaker, we should not see agriculture as an area of punishment for our students and those who are not performing well or misbehaving. And that seems to be the mindset. Agriculture is not this thing as this, because agriculture is a science. And agriculture has a lot of technology. And we need to have persons that we can educate to be able to adopt this technology, to be able to create the whole aspect of food safety and security for our people. Madam Speaker, that project that we are trying to, or we shall be implementing, shall be funded by the Caribbean, by the CARICOM Development Fund. CARICOM Development Fund, CDF. And CDF is providing, Madam Speaker, $3.66 million grant. EC, $3.66 million EC dollars grant funding, Madam Speaker, for this project. The government of St. Lucia, in our estimate for 2011-2012, have made provision of $240,000 EC dollars and expecting the private sector to contribute $1.7 million. So we're looking at a total of $5.6 million. For that project. In addition to this, the Tunisian Development Bank will be supporting that project, and we have agreed to make available soft loans to young persons who are part of that program, and the soft loan that persons will be able to access is up to $50,000. I will speak at the lens we are looking at with regard to this project. A lens that is presently owned under the control of government. Are you talking about both issues? Talking about Roseau, Aja, and River Doria. We're expecting and we are targeting 1,200 acres of agricultural land in that project, and we're expecting to accommodate over 150 young persons, Madam Speaker, to benefit from this project. This project, Madam Speaker, will make available lands to these individuals where they would be engaged in intensive agriculture for the domestic and export market. We shall be providing funding to enable them to get the infrastructure funding for land preparation. We shall be providing technical support to these individuals, and we shall give them the what we call the business approach to agriculture. We shall also be exposing them to high-tech agriculture, Madam Speaker. High-tech agriculture. So, Madam Speaker, in the coming weeks, we shall be launching this project officially. And we're hoping that young persons in St. Lucia will seize the opportunity to participate in this project. I'm looking forward to the commencement of this project, Madam Speaker. And Madam Speaker, whilst we are starting with lands owned by government, we think it's an opportunity, after we have learned from the success stories of this project, for those persons who have land and ideal agricultural land, Madam Speaker, and they are not so inclined to continue agriculture, they can lease this land to government, where we can continue what we call this land bank and then continue to engage young persons in agriculture. So the objective is to start with government land, and after that we shall continue to engage persons who have land and they are not so inclined to continue agriculture. So Madam Speaker, with regards to agriculture, I think these are some of the programs that I want to report with regards to this, what we have accomplished. And we are hoping, Madam Speaker, that we shall continue to provide the type of support that we think is necessary for our farmers, that as you can see, the continued development of the agricultural sector. So, Madam Speaker, basically, recommendation coming from our friend last night, which is the Green Agricultural Space, that's how you call it. And based on the recommendation with regards to proper marketing, I'm sure, based on what I have said in this house today, he would understand that his recommendation will think that we have been discussing long in advance, and now we have seen the reality of this discussion. No positive recommendation, nothing new, that's what I said. Nothing new. You think it's nothing new. Listen to what I speak. Madam Speaker, quickly with regards, and I don't want to spend much time on my constituency, but I think I need, in light of what was said in the budget, Madam Speaker, I think it's important that I give some information as to my expectations with regards to the program as announced by the Minister of Finance. And of course, the Minister for Education. Madam Speaker, the constituency of Babalu, based on the estimate, should benefit in a number of areas. We have benefited, Madam Speaker, and we have an ongoing project with regards to improvement to water infrastructure in Babalu. Now we have under construction, Madam Speaker, through the support of the Ministry of Finance, to the tune of $500,000, the re-establishment of a water tank. Madam Speaker, there's a water tank in Tebush, and that water tank has been dysfunctional for the past 10 years. The capacity of that water tank was 50,000 gallons. with the support of the Ministry of Finance, Madam Speaker, and your establishing a water tank with a capacity of 160,000 gallons, costing us half a million dollars. Madam Speaker, I'm sure, based on the advice of WASCO, that after we have put this infrastructure in place, we're hoping that the communities of Bogis and Lage and Tiwazin and Plateau and Gara would not be experiencing the type of water shortages that they are now experiencing. Now we have tried to work with the resources and we are doing it. In addition to this, Madam Speaker, we are looking at this financial year to upgrade the Balata playing field under the constituency project. In fact, you have heard of my accomplishment with regards to the upgrade of the Lage playing field. And in fact, we can have constituency, Madam Speaker, both of the first rural community in St. Lucia. The first rural community in St. Lucia, Madam Speaker, to have lights on a playing field. We can both of them. We have lights in Mindo Phillips Park. We have lights. Festival of Lights. You have like Bolt Angel, Cricket Ground. You have like George Odlum Stadium. The first rural community in St. Lucia. I said the first rural community in St. Lucia. Gozé had like after Babolo. Gozé probably like before Babolo, but Gozé had like after Babolo. You know? So, Madam Speaker, that's an accomplishment. Thus, Madam Speaker, we are continuing. And I made a promise that we're going to put light in Balata, at least in my first term. There are many more terms to go than this one over now. And that's a level, not arrogance, a level of confidence. That's a level of confidence, not arrogance. I have many more. You know, I have many more terms to serve, Madam Speaker, as the parliamentary representative of Babano. And I won't go through all the projects that I have accomplished, Madam Speaker. I will do that at the right time and the right forum. I'm just dealing with what is in the estimate with regards to my constituency, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, the other area that we're expecting, and I must say I have spoken a lot about it, and Madam Speaker, I'm happy that the Minister of Education very much. And I want to again bring it up. The question of a new school for Lage and a new wing for Fuhaku. I'm not saying I've spoken about that for about the past 2 years. And like when I go along, I shall not speak about it again until it happens. Until it's implemented, Madam Speaker, this has been, I'm hoping, Madam Speaker, that this year we shall have a commencement with regards to construction, especially for Lage, Madam Speaker. The Lage school is in a destroyed state. And the Minister for Education went there with me and he acknowledges. So I'm hoping that we can see the construction of the new school for Lage, and of course, the new wing for Fuhaku. But in the same background, I want to express my appreciation to the Minister and his ministry and all those who supported this project where we made provisions to a number of schools in the Babano community with regards to computers. And I want to assure them that the schools are putting these computers into good use and the students are happy. And of course, we are looking for the continued support with regards to the other schools who have not received computers with regards to Sandini, Balata, and Ibarra. Madam Speaker, I want to also express appreciation to the Minister of Communication and Works, because after lobbying him and discussing with him and locking heads together, we have seen the commencement of the establishment of the renovation of the Kadishima Road and the Kwasa Babulu bypass. another program funded by the government of U.S. I want to express my appreciation to the Minister and the Ministry of Communication and Roads. Also, there are a number of projects that I will be implementing during the coming year. A number of projects that are ongoing, Madam Speaker. And I want to say, Madam Speaker, that while those on the other side speak of persons challenging them, I have persons challenging me tonight. I don't come and cry. I do my work. That person calling themselves Redans from Mewush. Calling themselves Redans from Mewush, Madam Speaker. You know? I remember the Red Minibus thing stuck. The Red Minibus thing stuck, Madam Speaker. Now they call themselves Redans from Mewush. But Madam Speaker, I know they have from Mewush, I know they have from Mewfu, I know they have from Mewchak, and they have from Mewfu, from Mewwadawada. But I believe that person is from Ifol. But I'll believe that some of the money there. But Madam Speaker, I want to say about as the county representative for Babano, Madam Speaker, and as the Minister of Agriculture, Land, Forestry and Fisheries, I want to express my appreciation to all those who have given support to me as minister and to the ministry and to the farmers of the state. So I want to express my appreciation to my cabinet colleagues. Without their support, Madam Speaker, I will not be able to push the many programs that we are receiving funding for. I want to express my appreciation and take down to my peers and my staff members in the Ministry of Agriculture. I think it's important because sometimes they go way beyond the situation that we get things done, especially in recent times, Madam. In recent times. So I need to say thank you very much to them. To the farmers groups, the stakeholders, all the organizations like SAO, IFCA, CADI, CRSM, all these organizations, Madam Speaker, I want to express my appreciation to them because I think it's important that we move as a unified group. We can disagree to agree. We can find analysis. We need to understand that our objective, Madam Speaker, is to come up with programs and policies. Our objective is to serve our stakeholders, the farmers and the fishermen. So I'm expressing appreciation to them, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, and it's important also, before I sit, to say thank you very much to those persons in my constituency who have given me the support and the encouragement and all the prayers. And have enabled me, Madam Speaker, to continue to provide and to provide leadership to this constituency. I'll express my appreciation to them now. My Babano local government council, my different court council, my UWC executive branch, Madam Speaker, all our delegates. Finally, Madam Speaker, I think it's important to express my attention to my family. I think it's important. Because they are suffering, they are the ones that I want to say who have lost a husband and a father because I'm always in constituency. But I'm sure they understand, Madam Speaker. I'm sure they understand because I was called upon to perform responsibility, which I am doing. And I must say, Madam Speaker, the feedback is very encouraging. Of course, we'll have one or two persons who will express his disappointment. Because, let's face it, as a government, Madam Speaker, we can give everyone work. And I know that persons are relying on government because things are bad globally. And it will be government as the avenue where the employment can be created. But the reality is, Madam Speaker, you cannot give everybody work. You cannot. So you think you can give everybody fooling yourself. Well, there will be persons who are disappointed. There will be persons who will express displeasure with regards to what's happening. But this is the reality. I say, Madam Speaker, that as a government we have done what we can with our limited resources, and I have no doubt that those who that we have been able to serve are expressing their appreciation. Those who have not been able to serve, of course, I'm sure that there will be a time when we will be able to serve them, but for now, it cannot be for everybody. So, Madam Speaker, I want to express my appreciation once again to my family and all those who have supported me. And I'm looking forward, Madam Speaker, to a very successful 2011-2012. I have no doubt the support of each and everyone shall continue to implement the program. And I have no doubt, Madam Speaker, I have no doubt that when the Honourable Prime Minister shall so decide, call election, not ring bells, because people have run bell at sea. And the Honourable Prime Minister has to decide to call the election, Madam Speaker. A lot of us, and more of us, would be in this house and decide. A lot of us will do it. So we have 20 constituencies. So, Madam Speaker, I'm looking forward to that day when I'll be back in this Honourable House, serving and meditating. And the confidence of the people of Babylon shall soon be expressed when that time comes. So thank you very much, Madam Speaker, for giving me the opportunity, and thank you very much, colleagues, for giving me this moment here. Thank you.
Well, that was the Honourable Richard Joseph.